Previously in Chapter 2.
Sire, a dark presence has returned to the realm. Mordred walks among us once more. How can this be?
We must call upon the Knights of Avalon.
Mordred has returned, and with him, the shadows of our past. Camelot is in peril, and only we can stand against the darkness.
We swore an oath to protect this realm, and protect it we shall.
The moon hung high in the sky, casting an ethereal glow over the gatherings of the knights in the heart of Camelot. Merlin's voice, rich with ancient wisdom, resonated through the courtyard. To defeat Mordred, we must embark on a perilous quest. Sir Percival, the knight known for his unwavering determination, stepped forward. What must we seek, Merlin? The wizard's eyes sparkled with mystic knowledge. You must recover the lost relics of Camelot to counter Mordred's dark magic. Sir Galahad, ever the embodiment of purity, spoke up. Where do we begin, Merlin? Merlin's staff pointed to a map spread before them. Our first destination is the Enchanted Forest. There lies the Sword of Excalibur, hidden beneath the roots of the World Tree. As the knights set forth on their horses, the forest loomed before them, shrouded in an unworldly mist. Sir Percival glanced at Sir Gawain and grinned. Ready to face mystical creatures and enchanted woods, my friend. As ready as I'll ever be. Let's show Mordred what the Knights of Avalon are made. Deep within the enchanted forest, the knights encountered creatures straight from legends of old. Trends with gnarled limbs and fairies that flitted like living gerbils. The forest itself seemed to watch their every move. Sir Galahad, guided by an inner light, approached the colossal willow tree. Its roots, thicker than castle walls, concealed the legendary Sword of Excalibur. With great reverence, Galahad whispered, "By the virtue of my heart's purity, reveal yourself, Excalibur." The ground trembled, and roots peeled back to reveal the magnificent sword. As Galahad grasped its hilt, he felt its power surge through him. The knights returned to Camelot, the Sword of Excalibur gleaming at Galahad's side. Merlin nodded in approval. One relic secured, but more await us. Sir Lancelot, ever vigilant, said, "Tell us our next destination, Merlin." The wizard's eyes held a hint of sorrow. "We must journey to the Isle of the Lost Grail. There, the Grail of Healing awaits. But it's guarded by a dragon of ancient fury." With Sword of Excalibur in hand, the Knights of Avalon set their sights on the Isle of the Lost Grail, where a dragon of untold power awaited them. The quest had only just begun, and the fate of Camelot hung in the balance.
This concludes Chapter 3 of The Knights of Avalon, featuring actor Wayne Reed as our guest storyteller. Kindly drop a review for Chapter 3 below and let us know. Remember, your reviews and ratings are crucial to us. Thanks for listening.